Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we've got an important day for the markets with Jerome Powell testifying in front of Congress today and tomorrow. So he'll certainly be grilled about some of the decision-making from the Fed and keeping rates higher for longer narrative and more broader questions, of course, about the central bank's monetary policy decisions. Okay, so we've actually got a few high probability trades that we were talking about yesterday, which we weren't really able to pull the trigger on, but now we have those opportunities beginning to come through. So I'm going to kind of quickly refer to them because the opportunity is there right now. So please hear a risk warning, as in be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets, of course. And as you know, we do have this reduced risk approach at the minute. We want to trade with bigger size. We're finding we're having to wait for the opportunities that we want to trade with lots of contradictions in place as well. So definitely not a happy market to any great extent from our perspective anyway. So let's get straight into it then. We'll all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit those markets, how do we manage risk, trade, you know, what is trade management and how can we utilize it, trade psychology, all very important considerations, of course, and we address these in our live trade rooms every day. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with those we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with this news event today, Jerome Powell. It's we've still got the fallout of the French election, potentially the UK as well. The initial response has been somewhat positive, but as you know, we weren't looking to buy markets like the European indexes, but we have those opportunities to get into today. So the only opportunity is really 3 p.m. From a news perspective, we'll be hearing Fed chairs will be testifying. And we'll also hear from Janet Yellen due to testify on the state of the international financial system before the House Financial Services Committee in Washington, D.C. As with Jerome Powell. So we're going to have the current Fed chair followed by the previous Fed chair, who's now Secretary of the Treasury. And they'll both be grilled by politicians. So let's see what comes of that. Okay, so that's pretty much the backdrop. So it's not so much the S&P that we're really interested in. That's just continuing to grind higher. A few question marks really over some of the dollar pairs, but it's this move here in the CAC 40. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to execute that trade now because we're actually at the price that we were talking about yesterday. Do we have any clarity on the stop loss? We could. So this is on an hourly time frame. So we could certainly put our stop loss above the 7,000 level, no, the 7,700. So we'll just put that stop loss in there, 7,700, and let's say 3. Okay, make sure you always calculate your trade size, and you'll see this trade just populate the screen. And this is the trade we were talking about yesterday, a double top. We gapped lower, ironically, and then we rallied, weren't really interested in this rally, wanted it to kind of roll over, and now we've got the opportunity to get into that trade. So look, we're able to execute that trade. We're going to post it into our signal service for our traders very, very shortly. Same trade is setting up on the Nasdaq. So it's a breakout of this low. We're very close to pulling the trigger on this trade as well. So let's just, from there, we'll just go backwards. We've got US indices just all-time highs, continuing to grind higher. We're in a very, very significant bubble. We have concerns with prices up at these levels. It seems to be the everything bubble. It's just the amount of capital that's continuing to pile in, and not to the whole industry wide, but to a very, very small number of companies. And we've seen such an amazing rally. We're now in sort of very dangerous valuations, in our opinion. So we need to see a little bit more along those lines. The Dow Jones is a little bit of a better indicator in terms of what our what we make of these markets, really a little bit more indecisive, in a bit of a longer term range. It kind of reflects the data really to a large degree. And the most interesting trade out there by a country mile is the yen. So the yen were up at recent highs, if not making new highs, and we've seen just a pretty significant rally really at these highs as well. So the opportunities that we like is a sell trade in the CAC, and we like the German DAX to roll over to the downside as well. So we're going to post those trades in just a second. Just a quick commentary on the euro dollar. Very similar to the US indices, we're actually waiting for the dollar to mildly strengthen. Yesterday, we struggled to really get above. We ended up pulling back quite significantly. Now we're indecisive. So let's wait and see if we get a bit of dollar strength. If so, we have the opportunity to pull the trigger below the 27.86 in the pound. It's not so clear really for the euro dollar. The yen is gone. Again, like the S&P and the NASDAQ, you kind of want some sort of pullback to try and be able to trade it. Not really getting it. Dollar Swiss. Got a really, really strong interest rate differential rally, ran into resistance, pulled back a little bit. Dollar CAD sideways moving. And the Aussie dollar looks like it's looking a little bit more constructive. So definitely a mixed bag for the dollar And yesterday we were able to get into crude oil, and we are just making just a little bit more progress now to the downside, further downside expected. And because we've got a bit of a mixed backdrop really for gold, it's not a great trade, but this structural failure to trade to the downside for gold could be quite interesting. Especially if the dollar starts to strengthen. So with all of this in mind, we can make a couple of little minor edits. And what we're finding is we're needing to be really quite patient. So the CAC is the 76.14. Yesterday we had a slightly higher entry price. But when you're closing out the day, you don't really want to sort of pull the trigger just in case it bounces off those lows. But now we're breaking below that 76.14 level, where we're trading lower with a little bit more comfort, maybe. We just had to wait really quite significantly for that. The 18.418. Yeah, the 18.419. That's fine. So it's the euro dollar that's it's not really playing ball just yet. We'll leave it in there just because it doesn't, there's no need to really pull it out. 27.86. Yep. Crude oil. The 81.50. So that's a dollar lower now, 81.50. Gold. Now we're a little bit lower now, 23.50. So look, all of these trades are still in play with just minor edits to them in terms of the pricing. So unfortunately, we've still got this mixed market dynamic with actually US indices rallying higher. We're just taking a bit of a bearish view of the European indices due to the sort of political turmoil and what that means for income and expenditure for European governments and influence and with this sort of hung parliament kind of gridlock type dynamic. It's not really good for the French economy. It's not good for the European economy. And as a result, we've got a bit of a bearish view of the CAC and the DAX. So look, it's a very similar trade plan to yesterday. We've been able to, as you see, just pull a trigger on the CAC trade with the DAX setting up very, very shortly. So look, that's our trade plan again. We probably just need to just put this little caveat in at the bottom. Yeah, so so there you go, just at the bottom of the screen. Okay, so look, that's our trade plan then. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to post that CAC trade into our Signal service now, so you'll get an update of that trade. I just wanted to take it while we had the opportunity, and we're broadcasting live, of course. So and we've got, I suppose, a little bit of an opportunity to take advantage of with a bit of negativity for these European indices, and that's kind of a little bit more our angle. Okay, so that's our trade plan. CAC looking to sell below the 76.14, which we've already just pulled the trigger on. The DAX, the same opportunity lies, similar levels, of course, different prices. And we're going to take that trade now. So on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We're certainly leaning towards these European indices moving lower. So on that note, thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you're welcome to access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per calendar month. And we're going to switch rooms now to European live trading. So if you can join us for that, you're very welcome. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much, guys. As always, take care. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.